With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has rejected the idea of giving up land to end the war with Russia, insisting that any peace negotiations must include Ukraine and that the country's territorial integrity is non-negotiable. The response Saturday follows President Trump's suggestion that a peace deal could involve some swapping of territories. He plans to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska on Friday. Michigan's governor trying to convince the White House to change the course on tariffs that would affect the auto industry.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer met privately this week with President Donald Trump about how the automotive industry is being hurt by his tariffs. She told Trump that economic damage from the tariffs could be severe in Michigan, a state that helped deliver him to the White House in 2024. According to people familiar with the private conversation, Trump offered no specific comments. But White House spokesman Kush Desai says no other president has taken a greater interest in restoring American auto industry dominance than President Trump. Donna Water, Washington.
Four astronauts are home from space as of yesterday.
And so we did have splashdown happen on time at 8:33 a.m. Pacific, 11:33 a.m. Eastern, off the coast of San Diego, California.
Two crew members safely landing from the U.S., one each from Russia and Japan. A legal fight over the release of audio and video recordings and other records related to the 2022 shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, is coming closer to an end. The Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District and Uvalde County are expecting to release the records as early as this week. Media organizations sued for their release, and the district and county officials voted in July to make the disputed material public. 19 students and two teachers were killed in that massacre, one of the worst school shootings in U.S. history. This is SRN News. As SRN's Michael Harrington explains, religious people are a minority in a growing number of nations.
The vast majority of the global population follows some faith, mostly Christianity and Islam. But religiously unaffiliated people, those who are atheists, agnostics, or adherents of no particular faith, are now the majority in 10 countries. China and North Korea are perhaps the most obvious ones on the list, but the unaffiliated are also a majority now in the Netherlands, New Zealand, the Czech Republic, Uruguay, Japan, Vietnam, Macau, and Hong Kong. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The liberal mayor of Budapest, Hungary, has been questioned by police over accusations of helping organize a gay pride parade, one of several LGBT displays the government has banned. While the event was illegal, Hungarian authorities say they will not press charges against attendees but will seek out the organizers. Hungary's legislature has passed a number of laws designed to limit the effect of the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. A look back at the life of 97-year-old legendary astronaut Jim Lovell.
In NASA's early years, Lovell was one of its most traveled astronauts. In 1970, he was supposed to have been the fifth man to walk on the moon.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Apollo 13's service module, carrying Lovell and two others, experienced a sudden oxygen tank explosion. The crew barely survived.
A situation where it appears that it's doomed to disaster. People at Mission Control turned an almost certain catastrophe into a successful recovery.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Billy Houghton, a former Green Bay Packers star, regarded as one of the most productive receivers of the pre-Super Bowl era, has died. He was 95. Houghton was a founder and the first president of the NFL Players Association, believed to have been the oldest living NFL player. He scored the Packers' first receiving touchdown at Lambeau Field in 1957. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.